Death is not extinction. Preparation for eternal life. Dictionaries often define death as the permanent cessation of life. This definition describes death from the standpoint of physical observation. A person is alive, then his bodily functions cease, and he is declared dead. Seen only from this perspective, death appears to be the complete termination of human existence. Religion presents an entirely different understanding. According to Islam, death is not the end of life. It is a transition from one stage of existence to another. Man has been created as an eternal being. His lifespan is divided into two phases, the pre-death period and the post-death period. The first is temporary, the second is eternal. The present world is therefore not man's final destination. It is the place where he prepares himself for the world that comes afterwards. The Quran states, "Every soul shall taste death." 3:185. The expression, "taste death," is significant. It indicates an experience through which man must pass. Death does not mean that man is reduced to nothingness. He passes through the experience of death and enters another phase of existence. The relationship between the two phases may be understood through the example of cultivation. A farmer has one season in which to sow his seeds. Once that season has passed, he can no longer sell. The time of harvest then arrives, when he receives according to what he planted earlier. Our worldly life is the season of sowing. The hereafter is the season of harvest. The Quran says, "Whoever has done the smallest particle of good will see it, while whoever has done the smallest particle of evil will see it." 99:7-8. Nothing of moral significance is therefore lost. Every good deed, every sincere intention, every act of patience, and every response to life's tests becomes part of our eternal record. This gives extraordinary importance to the present moment. After death, man will no longer possess the freedom of action that he enjoys today. The examination will be over. There will be no opportunity to return and rewrite one's answers. The post-death world is not a place for preparation. It is a place for receiving the consequences of the preparation made here. The Prophet Muhammad expressed this reality in practical terms. When a person dies, his deeds come to an end except for three: continuing charity, beneficial knowledge, and a righteous child who prays for him. Sahih Muslim, death therefore carries a message for the living: do today whatever must be done for tomorrow. Every funeral silently delivers this message. The person being carried to the grave once possessed plans, appointments, possessions, and ambitions just as we do. Then, suddenly, his opportunity for action ended. What remains with him is not what he owned, but what he became, and what he sent ahead through his deeds. The wise person therefore remembers death not in order to become pessimistic, but to become more conscious of life. Awareness of death teaches him to distinguish between the temporary and the eternal. It reminds him not to waste his limited time in hatred, jealousy, revenge, and meaningless pursuits. Death is not a message of despair. It is a call to preparation. Tomorrow belongs to God. Today has been given to us. Whatever goodness you wish to carry into eternity, begin creating it now. Whatever correction you need to make in yourself, make it today. For death does not announce the end of man's journey. It announces the end of his preparation. Dryness is not always the final reality. Beneath the surface, life may still be waiting to emerge. A barren tree can blossom. A rough vegetable can be fresh within. Likewise, a seemingly empty human heart can, by the grace of God, become filled with faith, gratitude, and realization.